Dominic King, a Kent family with a focus of the BBC show Air Hunters today. The show follows the work of detectives who look for distant relatives of people who have died without making a will. Well, today's show, maybe you saw it, featured the case of Christopher Cole, a postal worker from Thanet, who died at the age of 52. Because he had no children or siblings, the show eventually worked out that the claimants of his £60,000 pension pot were his first cousins, Jacqueline and Susan. Here's the moment Jacqueline found out.
Hello there, my name's Climber. Do you want to contact Jacqueline? Well, that's yourself, is it? Well, it's sadly about your cousin Christopher, Christopher Cole. You know he's passing?
I do, yeah.
Right, well, what we'd like to do is come in and chat for a few things. He did have a will, but there's an asset out with the will, which you and your sister Susan should be beneficiaries. So perhaps if we could come in and have a chat about it, is that right? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. As I started to explain, it's about the passing, really, of Christopher Cole.
After Howard had fully explained the situation, Jacqueline was happy to sign on the dotted line and receive her inheritance of almost half of Christopher's £60,000 pension pot.
Thank you.
Thank you. And once again, thank you very much.
She hadn't seen Christopher since she was a child. The news came as quite a surprise.
I'm really sad to sort of go have something from Christopher in that it means he's passed. But obviously I'm quite surprised and excited that, you know, he may have left something for me and my sister.
Well, Jacqueline Reardon from Sandwich joins me on the programme tonight. Jacqueline, thank you so much. That is fascinating. And it must be, for you, certainly a shock hearing that news at the beginning.
Yeah, it was. We'd actually already heard, but to sort of hear somebody on your doorstep saying it, it was, yes.
And that moment where, when you initially found out the realisation, what was that like for you as a family to sort of take that in?
About Christopher, you mean? Well, always sad, very, very sad to sort of lose somebody in your family, especially at such a young age.
I mean, 52 is, you know, it's difficult, isn't it? And when did you last see Christopher?
Probably when I was a young teenager, I would say. Yeah. I mean, we sort of, as we shared a grandparent, we used to spend a lot of summers with her, and we saw Christopher there a lot. Mm. I mean, we weren't particularly a close family with Christopher's side of the family, but we saw each other occasionally, sent Christmas cards, birthday cards, that type of thing.
How surprised were you when the team tracked you down?
I'm extremely surprised. I mean, really surprised when I opened the front door and Howard introduced himself and, you know, explained what it was all about. So I had to sort of stop for a minute and say, oh, can we do that again?
Yeah, well, absolutely, because the emotions of that as well, it must be quite something.
Exactly, yeah, it's very, very black and white, you know. I mean, they were really good because obviously they were aware they could be delivering some bad news we didn't know, but also good news of the potential sort of being a beneficiary, so...
Well, look, stay with me because I want to bring in Danny Curran from Finders International, the group whose work is featured on the show. Danny, I love Air Hunters. It's such an interesting detective work of how you bring stories together, how you find pieces of people's family tree, and then you find other stuff that comes through as you're going along. It's a real timeline. How difficult a task was this for you in this case?
Well, this particular case was... like most of them we do, actually. It's a bit unusual, this one, because it involved a pension. And I think that the main thing this brings to light is the fact that sometimes a pension can be treated differently to an estate.
Yeah.
So if people do have a pension, they can fill out what's called an expression of wishes, so that the pension can fall outside the general estate. So even if you've left a will leaving everything to your favourite charity, you have to bear in mind that a pension might actually go a different way, depending on what you've expressed or the way that you wish your pension to be dealt with. So that was an interesting part. And obviously, like most of the cases we do, it's, I think the classic phrase is a bittersweet moment when you tell someone about a relative they may be not seen for a long time who's passed away, but also the news that they may be entitled to inherit.
Yeah.
A sum of money. So,
and that's the thing, Jacqueline, just bringing you in on that, bittersweet, because that must be exactly the feeling.
It is, yeah, exactly that. And I mean, they did handle it extremely well. I mean, Howard was very understanding, obviously. But it is, yeah, and you don't know how to react. You sort of almost have to think back on, did I react right, you know, in the right way? And because ultimately it's a very sad occasion.
Of course. And that's the thing about this programme. It kind of gives you the real behind the scenes of what it's like. And I guess, Danny, the one thing that you do get is you get a personal satisfaction when you're able to connect this from a letter, from a document, to a real group of people who benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, Finders has been running as a business for over 20 years, and I've been nearly 30 years doing this. So in the early days, we were tracing people, and before Air Hunters, before on the BBC, we'd have to explain at great length that we were genuine, and you know, so that people understand what we're doing. The BBC show has helped enormously with that, in that there's a point of reference where people can see who we are, what we're doing, and you know, there's something. If it's on telly, it must be true. So that always helps.
The validity of that when you eventually join a programme and that continues. It's been fascinating to hear from you both. Jacqueline Reardon from Sandwich and Danny Curran from Finders International. By the way, check out BBC iPlayer because you can watch Air Hunters, today's episode, right now. This is BBC Radio Kent.